As an Armenian growing up in the United States, we are surrounded by organizations and groups doing good in Armenia. And every so often, you will see the younger generation get involved and do incredible things to give back as well. Where does that passion and inspiration come from? And what kind of impact could we make if we cultivated more of that involvement? Join us as we take a dive into diasporan youth involvement in Armenia. Pati Luis, my name is Sophia, and I'm the co-host of this podcast with Executive Director Peter Abajian. Today, we are joined by Dustin Hockmuth, a Service Armenia alumni who has stayed connected to Armenia. Pati Luis to both of you. Dustin, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. We're going to learn a little bit more about what you've done in Armenia and how you've stayed involved.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
So, Dustin, back in the day, you started the Groceries for Gyumri initiative when you visited Armenia. You've been there multiple times. But what, you know, tell us how that all came to fruition and what inspired you to take this step forward?
So that was my first time going to Armenia and doing Service Armenia. And we had a few days where we went to Gyumri to do some work there. I remember one of the days, me and some of the people on the trip, we were going to a little grocery store, like right down the street from the hotel we were staying at. And then when we were walking back to the hotel, you, Peter, actually stopped us and said that you wanted to introduce us to some people. And we went to a very dilapidated, broken down building that was probably just about 50 feet from where we were staying. And you had informed us that there were about, I believe, 10 families that were still living in there. And we sort of, we went there and we met some of the people there and sort of heard their story and that they've been there since before the earthquake and they didn't leave. And, you know, they really didn't feel like their government had really provided any help for them to, you know, make this situation better. And I think it really stuck with me a lot. Like, I mean, just the dichotomy really of, like I said, we were staying like 50 feet away in this, you know, pretty nice hotel. We had hot water. We had, you know, insulation, television, and they were just there living, you know, but hardly anything. And I can't remember if it was that same day or it might have been the next day at dinner, but I don't know, it stuck with me. I remember going up to you at dinner and sort of seeing, hey, like, is there anything else we can do about this? And, you know, obviously that was towards the end of the trip that year, but when we all came back to the U.S., I remember meeting up with you and we sort of put together this idea of providing food and some sort of other relief to people, you know, in Gyumri. And so I think that was really sort of what started it all for me.
It was so amazing, Dustin, that trip. I mean, you know, I've done this for a few years, and when I see somebody inspired the way you were, we were like, sure, let's figure out what we can do. And you really took the ball and ran with it. But yeah, you know, as a little follow-up to that, remember there was one of the families in there, those two old ladies that were there that you guys mm-hmm. spoke to for a while. Yeah. Those two older women had lived in that building for years and years and years, pre-earthquake, and were refusing to leave. Finally, the city tore that building, almost all of it down. Because it was condemned at the time we went into it, which, you know, is perfect. That's what Pete does, right? Take Service Armenia participants into condemned buildings to look around. But when we came out of there and you said, you know, you want to help, you know, I think we did a dozen families or, you know, we did a dozen food packs that year and, you know, and got it to those families immediately that next morning, I think. And one of those families, actually, we later on purchased an apartment for. It was all through the Groceries for Gyumri's folks that we were meeting. So, you know, it's an amazing thing you put together. I wanted to ask you just a sort of a quick follow-up with that. When you came up with this and were talking to the other participants of Service Armenia, what was their reaction? Because you were inspired, but what was their response to all of this? Did you have a chance to chat with them and gauge their?
Yeah, I think it was all positive reactions. You know, I mean, we were sort of all on this trip from the beginning, it was a volunteering trip, you know, so I think that, you know, nobody was going to complain about helping more people. And I think that, you know, given that I was probably the person who was least connected to the Armenian heritage on the trip, I think they all probably thought that was pretty cool that I kind of wanted to go the extra mile there. But yeah, all positive reactions for sure.
Awesome.
That's amazing. Well, just kind of going into the logistics of it, you know, from the beginning to now, what is the logistics and the involvement that this project has required?
So that first year, like actually, which had been the following year, the first official Groceries for Gyumri, I guess the main thing was sort of fundraising, finding, you know, people to donate. Peter, of course, helped with that. And I, of course, was able to get money from a lot of our family friends who, some Armenian, some not. I think actually going there and sort of, you know, buying the food, figuring out like, oh, you know, what makes sense to buy for people, because obviously that, when you really think about it, not everyone is going to, like hardly anyone has, you know, refrigeration or any sort of storage like that. So you want to get predominantly non-perishable stuff, so, you know, like pasta, for example, and like, you know, household items like soap or anything like that. I believe we did do some fresh like vegetables and some meat for the people to kind of use like immediately, but a lot of stuff that could be stored and you could have for an extended period of time. Distributing it, that was a real, we had a lot of help from Vahe was his name, right, Peter?
Vahan, yeah.
Vahan, excuse me. He's really great. He sort of really shepherded us around to the families that he knew needed the most help. And really sort of made sure that we were giving all the supplies to people that actually, you know, needed it.
Yeah, that's incredible. And who is Vahan? Is he part of the Potos team, or who is that exactly?
Vahan Tumasyan is head of the Shidak Center NGO in Gyumri. And they're a local NGO based and operated in Gyumri. And Vahan and his team are really the experts on these families that live in domiks and in super economically disadvantaged conditions in Gyumri. He's assembled teams of volunteers to help these families register, help them get the social services, and stays on top of them. So he knows what families are truly desperate and truly in need, and we're proud to be partners with them on these kinds of humanitarian efforts in Gyumri.
Yeah, that's incredible. It's an incredible partner to have for something like this. Dustin, you touched on this a little bit, but how did this trip and ultimately your involvement in Gyumri impact your life? You said you felt the least connected to Armenia before this trip, and, you know, leaving, you were creating this initiative that's still going on today. So how has that impacted your life and just visiting Gyumri and all of that?
I mean, even still today, all these years later, this is probably one of the most impactful moments in my life. I was actually just having a conversation with someone not long ago about like sort of moments in life that really shaped you as a person. And it's, this one always comes up still.
Awesome. I can go home for the rest of the day now. My job is done.
But yeah, I mean, it's so like, I mean, on the level of at first, just really connecting with, you know, like cultural heritage. I mean, that was great. And then, you know, being able to actually give back, which is something that I think is super important to do, you know, people to be connected with where they come from. And it just really makes you, you know, appreciate what we have living in the US. You know, it's really easy to take a lot of stuff for granted, but, you know, once you go to a place like Gyumri where there's just so much, you know, poverty and people suffering, really, it's, I can't, you know, take a hot shower the same anymore and not appreciate it a little more. You know, I can go to the grocery store and get pretty much any food I want. Like, I have so much at my disposal here that just other people aren't as fortunate to have. And so to be able to give back and even just, you know, provide something as simple as, like I said, like pasta to people, I mean, it feels good. And I'm really glad to hear that it's still continuing. And yeah, definitely a big experience in my life.
That's totally amazing, Dustin. You know, if you wanted to give advice to a young person out there who wanted to get involved in Armenia but doesn't necessarily know how, what to do or how to do it, what would you tell them?
What are some issues that you feel passionate about, that you feel like, you know, this is something that I would want to provide some sort of solution to? It could be something like a food drive, or it could be something, you know, more prominent, but it's just finding something you're passionate about or see as a big issue and really pursuing that. And I mean, there's always solutions to every problem, you know, and you just got to put some time in to think about it, you know, put your head to it, you know, try to figure something out there and you can make a difference.
That's absolutely the way to go. You know, take your passion and try to apply it to a problem so that you can work towards that solution. I think that's great. And, you know, it's so, when I look back on Groceries for Gyumri and the fact that it's continuing to, you know, move forward, you know, each year we, with our Service Armenia group again, you know, we try to get out there and you know, get, reach out to as many families as we have funding for that year. It's interesting. In October, we, on this most recent young Service Armenia Young Professionals trip, we visited another, you know, round of families with groceries. And the, I think, do you remember how much we, I think those first year food packets were about $25 is what we were providing. And that was essentially a month's worth of staples, you know, flour, sugar, salt, you know, oil, you know, cooking oil, different kinds of beans, you know, that kind of stuff. This year when we priced it, it was up to $35 when we did it. So, you know, we have adjusted the project on the site a bit to reflect inflation and the drop in the drum rate, but it's still moving forward. So, you know, good job. What would you, you know, what would you, you know, we always ask a sort of a signature question at the end of our podcast, you know, if you had to, you know, make a pitch for people to get involved and make a difference there.
You know, programs like Service Armenia, it's just such a great, that's like a really great, I feel like, sort of stepping stone into getting involved further. Because it's really like, you know, you get to go to Armenia, you get to go to all these places, helping people, meeting people. Of course, you get to go to the touring stuff. So you get to learn about the history, the culture. And then from there, you know, kind of back to the previous question, it's like you can sort of find what issues that resonate with you the most, and then you can sort of start your own path in doing something to help them there.
That's a great answer. Usually when we ask this question, it always boils down to just go to Armenia. Every time we've asked this question, that's pretty much what people answer. Like if you go, a lot of these, you figure out a lot of these things, or you see a lot of these things and you find ways to get involved and give back and make an impact. So just go to Armenia.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Well, Dustin, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights and, you know, what drove you to do this. We really appreciate having you part of the Service Armenia alumni family, and your impact is still going on. So thank you so much for that. And Peter, thank you for being here as well. And thank you to all of our listeners.
Thank you, Sophia. Thanks, Dustin.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. It's great.